You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. When Isaiah saw the Lord, he saw his sin. The Lord dwells in light. As you draw closer to God, you will be seeing your sin more. In fact, some people think as you mature in the Lord, you are going to be so pure, you are going to be so clean. We are washed by the blood of Jesus. But as you draw closer to God, actually, it is then you will begin to see impure motives. You begin to see a lot about yourself that is not consistent with God. And it is not you searching for it. The light of God will reveal it. The more you draw closer to God, the more he purges you. So Isaiah was in the presence of the Lord. He saw the glory of the Lord and he saw his sin. Anywhere the word of God is correctly preached, if you are living in a known sin, even in unknown sin, it should be revealed. That's not being sin conscious. It is because the presence of the Lord, iniquity cannot stand it. So anywhere the real presence of God is, people will not be comfortable if they are living in sin. That's how it should be. If for example, you can go and commit adultery, and then you are an elder in the church and you come, you sit down, service go on smoothly, you go back home, nothing happens. You are in the wrong place. You can't be an adulterer and sit comfortably in the assembly of the saints. If truly the presence of God is in that place, you will find it uncomfortable. If you are a fornicator, you will not be able to endure such environment where the presence of God is present. Even some things that you don't know, they will become revealed. That's the glory of the Lord. That's the glory of his presence. And it's a beautiful thing. But you see, it was not done to condemn Isaiah. It was to reveal his true state to him. And you will notice one thing. Where your sin is revealed, it is the place where it is fixed. Now, that is the beauty of maturing and growing. Because even though more of your sin is revealed, it is also taken care of. You will just see that your thought, your intent will be sanctified, will be purified. Your heart now becomes so sensitive to any little thing that is not of God. Things that most believers will not even count to be anything. You will pick it easily. You will not want to joke with it. But it was where his sin was exposed that his sin was fixed. So you are not to go condemned, God doesn't reveal your sin in order to condemn you. God reveals your sin in order to save you. In order to save you. So anywhere your sin is revealed, you will notice God will bring salvation immediately in that place. God is not going to leave you in guilt. You will be able to repent. You will be able to find grace. There is a coal of fire from heaven that will touch you. You will see the blood of Jesus. It will wash your sin away. You know, it was interesting that they touched Isaiah's mouth with a coal, burning coal. And they still need to tell him that they've touched his mouth with a burning coal. I don't know whether God applies anesthesia when God wants to work on our lives. You see, a very painful surgery can be done without you having pain because of anesthesia. And that is the way God works. Okay? The process is a painful process, but at the same time, it is not a painful process. Hallelujah. So they did that to Isaiah, and they had to announce to him that his iniquity had been taken away, his sin purged. It means this man was a man of iniquity, and yet he was a preacher. This man was a sinner, and he was preaching. But then God purged him. So when God reveals your sin, be grateful, because he wants to also save you. He's not revealing sin to condemn you. God is not in the business of condemnation. He's in the business of reconciliation. Those who don't believe are condemned already. So don't feel bad that somebody, when he preaches, it reveals your sin. A brother once said something to me, said he doesn't like a particular preacher, because anytime he listens to him, he looks like he's just starting all over again. I said, is that not better? Is it not better to get it right than to do it fast, only to be told I never knew you? You should be grateful everywhere that your sin is revealed. Be grateful. In those days before I gave my life to Christ, I don't like going to preachers that reveal sin, that when I sit down there and they are preaching, I will have to repent. I want to go to a place where they will tell me how I will make it. So I understand today when I see people doing the same thing, because I've done that in the past. But it was until I, by the grace of God, I began to enjoy places where the true state of my life could be open up, that I began to experience the fellowship, the salvation, the grace, the cleansing of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the presence of God, anywhere the presence of Lord is, sin will be exposed. It's just automatic. Anywhere. So all those places that people are gathering massively and so on, they will still dance. They will dance with all their fornication, their wickedness. You see somebody who will be paying the gate man money that they are using to buy ice cream. That's what they will be paying the gate man in a month. Money that they will use to just buy, money that can't even buy their own ice cream in one day is what they will be paying their gate man for years. And they will come and dance. They will not feel anything. They will not feel that they are wicked. They will not see it. It's because the presence of God is lacking. Wherever the presence of God is, sin cannot dwell there. So sin will be exposed, but also immediately sin will be taken care of in that place. God is not going to leave you condemned. So whatever God may have exposed in the course of this devotion, right here now, repent also and you will find salvation. He is interested in touching your lips with the coal of fire from heaven. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.